Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Seven-Eleven on this finally Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 56 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there as well. The Catawba River Winds Community Band has a performance this Sunday, and you're invited to it. We have the folks from the Catawba River Band's Catawba River Winds Band, excuse me, I'll get it out. Joining us here on Palmetto Mornings, we have Joe Gulledge, Connie Grantham, and Ryan Tinker. And good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Ryan, we'll start with you. Set the stage for us. Explain all about the Catawba River Winds Community Band.
Sure thing. And first, thanks for having us on. We really appreciate the chance to tell everyone about our ensemble. So the Catawba River Winds is a community band based out of York County. We've got folks coming in from Charlotte, Chester, Lancaster County, and of course York County, primarily centered in Fort Mill, South Carolina. And we've been rehearsing for the past 4 weeks at Nation Ford High School. The band is made up of about 84 people. From all ranges of life, professions. Some of them are professional musicians. We have doctors, we have accountants, we have real estate agents, and stay-at-home moms and everything in between. It's really kind of a unique, eclectic group of people that are a really lot of fun and surprisingly super talented at their instruments. So we're going to perform a concert of some kind of traditional and also some fun wind band repertoire this Sunday at Nation Ford High School at 4 p.m. This concert's free, and it's going to be a great time.
Connie, how did this kind of start? Like, because you all are still kind of young, correct?
Oh, gosh, thanks so much. actually, it was a couple of years ago I retired from teaching band in Fort Mill School District, and had always had a vision of being having a community band in this area. I participated in one when I was in high school in Augusta, Georgia, North Augusta area, and just wanted something to do, honestly. And so talked with my spouse about it, and he was very supportive, and talked to Ryan. I needed help to kind of get it going, and we just put our minds together and started brainstorming and put it together about a year ago. We had our inaugural concert, and here we are in our third series of the group, and it's going really well. We were very hopeful to have enough people in our first round to have a great balanced ensemble, and we were very, very appreciative and surprised to have the size of group that we've developed at this point, right around 85, 89. We were hoping to have, 40, 50, just a balanced group. So here we are. It is a lot of fun. For me, as a middle school band director, retired middle school band director, it's very challenging for me. So I have some personal growing, learning how to prepare the upper level music, and our members have just really been excited. They seem excited every week when we come, and we get better every week. So I really think it's going to be a fun concert for our audience on Sunday, 4 o'clock at Nation Ford.
Now, is it all the instruments? Like, what can people expect when they come?
Yes, so the band is made up of traditional wind and percussion instruments, so things like clarinets, flutes, bass clarinets, saxophones, trumpets, trombones, tubas, and all of the things that you can strike.
And what kind of songs are you performing? Songs that people know, or these are original numbers?
A few, actually. We've got one piece that was, I think, our first modern wind band work ever created by Gustav Holst, same guy that wrote The Planets. Wrote a piece called Suite for Military Band in E-flat, so we're going to play that. We've got a wonderful arrangement of The Wizard of Oz that Connie's conducting. So there's something in there for everybody. Some diehard band people will love the traditional rep, and then we've got some stuff in there for kids and young kids I like. Yeah.
That's great.
And then we also have Joe Gullidge here. And Joe, you're part of the...
Yes, I actually play trumpet with the ensemble and have been enjoying being retired and being able to sit in an ensemble and perform and not do what they do and conduct it. It gives you a very different perspective. And some of the music and the literature we're playing, I have played with my groups before. And being in a different spot and playing the parts, like I'm playing second trumpet on one of them, I'm like, I didn't realize it went like this. This is difficult, more difficult than I thought, because when you're up on the podium, you hear a lot of the main melodies, but getting into it a little bit differently, it's like, oh, I didn't hear that before. So it's been challenging. It's been a lot of fun sitting. I actually sit right beside Connie's husband, Randy, and we work together for forever. So we have a great time just, you know, communing, if you will. Over something we both have done for so long, but it's just a lot of fun.
Your background is obviously in music. You spent many years at Rock Hill High School and then at Clover High School,
yes,
for sure. And was this just a way to continue your craft that you didn't want to lose it, but you still had the love of music and you wanted to be with others that shared that same interest?
Absolutely. I think that's the whole purpose of the community band. There are so many, and we have such a rich band tradition in York County and the surrounding areas. We have so many people that have been in such high-quality ensembles over the years that I know, talking with Connie and Ryan, that there was this thought that we've got people that would like to play. They just need an outlet to do it. And not everybody is a professional musician. And I think this ensemble is really set up to, if you enjoyed playing, come out and play again. And when you spend all that time in grade school learning, you know, 6-7 years learning an instrument, it's nice to be able to pull it back out. And now, while you may not be as good as you were then, it does come back pretty quickly. And it's an art, and it's something you enjoy doing. You know, my wife plays along with us too. We met in that same sort of fashion. She's a wonderful clarinet player, and you know, Connie's husband plays trumpet. Ryan's wife plays clarinet. So in my case, both of my kids and one of my children's husband also plays in the group.
Wow.
So we're like the Van Trapp family players. It's a fun, yeah, family thing for us.
That's fun. And with that being said, we talk very often on the show about what a talented place it is that we live, whether it's vocal or instrumental or dancing or poetry reading. We live in a very rich community that not only is good at the arts, but celebrates the arts. So if people are interested in being a part of this group, what do they need to do to get involved?
So we have a website, www.catawbariverwinds.org, and there's a future interest form on there where they can just click Join Us, and they can fill out a short little survey about who they are, what they play, give us a little bit about their background. And the second that we have an opening, they'll receive an invite, and they're welcome to come out and hang out.
Good.
And play.
Is there a spot for someone who played the recorder in third grade?
I think there is a drop down. You have to select from one of the band instruments.
Okay.
But, you know.
What about the triangle? I also did that in elementary school.
Select percussion.
Okay.
That is a percussion instrument.
I know you are a warm and welcoming group.
Absolutely.
That would lift me up no matter what.
Maybe they would just let you come welcome the people to the concert.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they are fantastic folks. So check them out. It's a free concert courtesy of the Catawba River Winds. It's a community band, as you just heard. Their concert is free this Sunday at 4 o'clock at Nation Ford High School. Ryan, Connie, and Joe, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.